Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk. Bang, Monday, June 10th. What's going on, everybody? Hip Hop Informer, that dude, T.M. Hyman. Welcome to the show. I'm coming to you live out of Tampa, Florida tonight. It's 901 here on the East Coast, 601 out there on the West Coast. Hey, jump on it, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. 3926. Tonight we are up close and personal with the series that we do on Mondays. Hey, with author Javon Johnson. Javon is on the cutting edge of self-publishing, along with many authors that's really making it happen right now. You know, literary works are all the rage. Hey, if you're looking to find out more about how to self-publish, why not listen to somebody that's making it happen? And doing it real, real big. Up close and personal tonight with author Javon Johnson. Hey, thanks for rocking. Again, jump on it early, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. Inside Your Money Monday, on the other side of this, we got Hot Chocolate, Madam CeeLo Boston, that dude St. James, L.D.Y.
To the six, models on my bed, waterfront house ledge, oversee the ocean house party sunset, back to back Rari's, me and Sergi Lopez, yeah I'm on my low shit, Ray Benz moped, grown ass man, shout out to my old heads, yeah, name a new trend, bet we done it, so many beautiful girls, I can't have one, bitch, I'm on dollar bill one shit, we just throw it in the air, and she make a booty flip, booty talk, booty clap, yeah.
Yeah.
And sometimes it be like that. So baby, don't trip if I don't text back. Sometimes it be like that. So baby, don't trip if I don't text back.
I don't even know why I'm something like a pimp. Nigga, always fucking with a lamb. Full of mistletoe lighted, kiss me. Watch out for them fake boys, call them Disney. And yeah, I am notorious for my pockets on Biggie. So, what you pay, nigga? What's the price you pay, nigga? To see the light on my favorite night. Should I trade it off for like 8 figures? But whoa there, I see them girls, they popping it, they gon' go there. I get the rap in that booty clapping, I take her home and I pull hair like, nigga, I'm the best here. Kush loud, I can't hear. What you saying, my money paying Versace stage with my ear gear? Like, holy moly. Where the fuck is Molly? We took a trip to Paris and was kissing on a trolley. I say, what you need? Whoa, came a stop. We all up in this party and I'm scheming for a body. And girl, I really do it. I can tell you what you like and you'll do what I say. Cause I'll make it sound right, but I don't even know why I want something like a pimp. Nigga, always walking with a I gotta get get it. No logo on my fitted, I'm boss, make my decisions. And I'm loving all these women, I'm thinking that it be sinning. I just pray that by the morning my faults are all forgiven. Hold up, better witness it, dealing with some businessman. But quick to bust your ass like an inner city kid. A selfish rapport, your feelings ignored. So they can buy the Fendi, the Prada, the Louis Couture. I'm like, y'all, faded. Damn right, I'm faded. Can't wait till the day I can look at y'all and say, damn right, I made it. Like all this pain, just covered up by partying. So I grab a girl and she grab a friend and we party hard all night again. Oh yeah, what you think I'm something for? But I answer that one, cause homie, I don't know. Nah, fiends asking what a sugar cane pimp, cause they know a nigga walking with a limp.
I don't even know why I'm something like a pimp. Nigga always walking with a limp. I don't even know why I'm getting all this cash. And they always gotta blow that. Okay, party time is going down. Peace up to that A-Town. I'm getting faded, I roll around and head straight to my high. I don't even know why I'm getting all this cash. And they always gotta blow
I'm on the radio live. Thanks for rocking with us inside Money Monday. What's good, everybody? Man, power-packed show tonight. We up close and personal with my dude, Javon Johnson. But first, all the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina. Give it up, Madam Bo Boston. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon in the morning time. How do you do?
What up, what up, what up? All the way live. Itty Bitty Plant City is what they call her town. But she in VA tonight. Give it up. Very hot chocolate.
That's right. I'm not in the Itty Bitty tonight. I am home where most of it began, in Norfolk, Virginia, enjoying time with my family and friends for a wedding. Shout out to the Williams clan. We'll be enjoying their nuptials this weekend, but overall, I'm chilling, and here on TM Hama Radio Live.
All right, that's what's up. Hey, let's be careful. I'm hearing some echoes, some reverb already, like early on, so make sure we know speakerphones don't work well with live radio. All the way live from Maryland, somewhere up there in the DMV. Give it up, St. James. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What up, what up, what up? What's good?
Hey, book publishing. I know we talk a lot about publishing behind the scenes on this show, and so tonight we got a true life publisher. I know him really as a serious lyricist. I know he's a serious writer. He's an artiste. I'll call him a producer. So I mean, I'm just happy to know my dude. We can caught back up, and now to know he's an author and a publisher. Hey, welcome Javon Johnson to the show, everybody. Hey, thanks for rocking with us, bro. Are you there, homie?
Welcome, yep. Javon. Are you there?
Yes. How you doing?
Okay. Cool. There
I'm
you
good.
Go.
How are
there
you?
There you go.
All right. Everything's good. Everything's good.
Hey, bro. Hey, again, thanks for hanging out, man. Officially going to introduce yourself to the world, my friend.
Okay. My name is Javon Johnson, and I am the author of my publishing debut, The Insight, 50 Lessons of Inner Power.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm from Norfolk, Virginia, and I was raised in the urban cities, raised in the struggle, and I'm from Lambert's Point.
Lambert's Point, a graduate of Maury High School, as I, official Commodore. Man.
That's right, that's right.
How did you spend, I mean, it's not that far-fetched, but how did you spin off from, you know, being an artist, performing, you know, writing rhymes, to actually writing books?
Well, it started like this, you know, writing is the key to life. That's my opinion. It's the key to life. Everything is expressed through the words. and words of power. So when I chose the name Life Through Words Publishing, I wanted to express real life, and not a facade, but real life to me is being true to yourself, true to your true self, and actually identifying and taking responsibility for your true self.
How do you come to grips with your true self?
Everything has a foundation in life. Everything does. And the foundation is the origin where everything starts. When you come into the realization of who and what you are, you begin to identify with thoughts. And thoughts are the foundation of all ideas, all actions. And when we begin to identify and take responsibility with these thoughts and actions, we can become at peace with ourselves, at true peace with ourselves, without the relying of luxuries and illusions and facades, but truly loving and identifying yourself.
Right, right. Your debut book, what made you want to focus on that as a topic? I mean, you could have written about anything. You said you came out of the urban, city. You graduated, from Maury High School. You were a hip-hop artist. I'm sure you could have reached and wrote about any aspect of growing up. What made this important?
Well, I'm going to give you a little introduction of the insight, and then we'll elaborate from that point on. For many centuries, man has searched for solutions to his everyday problems. His thoughts have evolved throughout the ages with the advent of spirituality, religion, and science. However, his ongoing desire to conquer his fears, master his emotions, and develop his inner strength have not been satisfied. In the inside, I have made an attempt to address, satisfy, and shape some of man's desires. But it is essential that we understand that man's conditions are a direct result of his own thoughts. For that reason, man can only change himself. Therefore, I formulated 50 lessons that were designed to stimulate consciousness, increase your awareness, and motivate anyone who dares to examine the substance of their own being.
Wow. Was that like this? Save James here. Was that like the foreword to your piece, to your book?
That was the actual introduction, part of it.
That was? Okay, I was about to say, that was a very scripted response, brother. I commend you for that. Hats off to you. I got a question, if you don't mind, if I could ask a question real quick. Is this kind of like on the lines of how they, I guess back with that date of destruction or whatever, the December 21st, 2012 thing, does it have anything to do with like how it was supposedly like some kind of shift in energy that you're talking about, that they were saying, if you've read into that?
Well, the insight is actually in the form of being spoon-fed information. I mean, everybody interprets and get a perception from what they read, so the effects of it, is going to vary as far as relating to people or people relating to it. But I want to say that on that particular topic, that is not being discussed in the insight. I'm more or less going to a gradual approach to actually bring a person closer to themselves. For example, if I go into the table of contents, we talk about thought. We talk about realistic affirmations. We talk about be careful of the company you keep. We discuss facing your fears, taking steps towards your goals, staying on course. It's time to build. I go into allegorical expressions in the book as well, where I use animals to describe the personalities of people. I discuss equilibrium, balance. So within these 50 lessons is a variety of different topics that basically anyone can relate to at least one of these particular lessons.
Okay. All right. all I have for now. I'll get back with you and I think of some more.
Okay, thank you, bro.
Let's pause for the calls. let's pause for the calls because we're about to dive deep, and I want to make sure we don't leave nobody behind. We're talking about allegorical and all of this. I want to make sure that we walk with this author because he's heavy. He's been heavy for a long time, and you're up close and personal with him tonight. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Right back.
My life has got to be like this. It's got to keep going on.
I've been in several things. I was in the drug business. You know, it's in the oil business. But I'm not either one now. I have my own little business on the side, a sort of sideline. A confidential sort of call that you might make a nice bit of money.
Benjamin Franklin's field. Hold it just for the thrill. Go numb until I can't feel. All my top just peel. Stock market just crash. Now I'm just a bill. History don't repeat itself, it rhymes. 1929 steel. Right like Mark Twain. Jay Gassy, I pop bang. Yellow car, yellow gold like flip brick. Steel tip on 4-4. Two 4-4s at the 4-0. With 4-0. Dollars fall on the skin. Some might call us in. Politicians all move for money. What the hell are we calling them? Low life, I'm crawling out. 9-11, I'm parched it out. Y'all niggas all hypocrites. Y'all know what this shit is all about. $100 bill, real.
Blood.
New heroines, new Marylands, move coke through Maryland, through Easton, oh you beastin', move fat, tax, Jack Gleason, the honey was over with the street shit, they see my kids on the weekend, Carter, new Kennedy, no ordinary Joe, you will remember me, no prohibition from a coalition, Colin Powell, general admission, you are welcome, new Malcolm, or the Talcum, by any means, AK looking at the window screen, let's get it on, new Marvin. Who wanna become a 100 problem? Semi-automatic or revolver? If semi-automatic, I solve them. Einstein, my mind, just MC. Move white squares with my relatives. That cheese made us constipated. Couldn't tell us shit. Took that Teleswift to 100 fucking million. Bitch, I'ma let y'all continue, buddy.
It's called greed over four.
That's right.
Who is he anyhow? An actor?
Mine. He's the man who fixed the 1919 World Series.
Fixed it? Well, how'd he manage that?
Saw the opportunity, I suppose.
I need 100 bricks on them 100 blocks. I got 100 drops, 100 cops, 100 blocks, I need 100 bricks on them 100 blocks. Get it, decadence, irreverence, irreverence, get it, decadence, irreverence, irreverence, need 100 bricks on 100 blocks. I got 100, got 100 chops. Need 100, got 100, got 100, 100.
Oh, Jay-Z, $100
bill, real.
TM Hyman Radio Live, we are back.
Right.
I am your girl, Hot Chocolate. He is the General, TM Hyman, along with Save James and the Madam CeeLo Boston, as well as our guest tonight, author Javon Jameson. Welcome back with us.
Johnson.
Oh, I'm sorry, Johnson. I'm so sorry, Javon Johnson. I apologize.
Okay.
I apologize.
Yeah, the Hyman Jr. Yeah.
Calm down, Sage. I apologize. Calm down. Relax.
Mature eyes at work.
It is my mature eyes. I got my new glasses on. They haven't adjusted yet to the cataracts.
Got mature eyes on.
Right.
Hey, up close and personal tonight with author Javon Johnson with the crew hanging out. Hey, let's go to the phones. Folks are tuned in and they got some questions. Hit us up, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Out of the 804, last four digits tonight is 8741. Hey, thanks for hanging out with us. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. Area code 804, last four digits 8741. What's cracking?
Yo, what's good? What's good, man?
Hey, what up, man?
Hello,
what's your name? Where you calling from, bro?
Yo, my name Naeem, man. I'm calling from Virginia.
What up, Buck?
What's up? What's going on, man?
All right, what's going on, brother? How you doing?
Okay, I had a question for the author. The author,
okay,
Javon Johnson, dealing with the book. You know, I want to know, you know, is this book, you know, is this insight something for the average Joe? Is this something that we all can relate to? I mean, like, you know, give it to me in the simplest form and why this book, you know, would help me with my life and things like that. Just give it to me in the simpler form.
Good question.
That was a very good question. Yes, it is for the everyday Joe. If I was to go into a lesson two, for example, lesson two is titled Realistic Affirmations, and it's 10 affirmations that I have provided here for motivational purposes. The first one being, I am stronger than my weakness. I am victorious. Nothing can stop me. I love myself. Pain is only temporary. I will live life to the fullest. I was born with a purpose. I can achieve my goals. I will use my gifts to help others. I feel great. And I think, you know, affirmations in a positive form, you know, recited to yourself on a day-to-day basis will actually,
right,
you know, bring
right
you closer to yourself and motivate you.
No, that's absolutely true, bro. And so I'm going to say this. Affirmations to some, the term, and see, so we can't get caught up with vocabulary and terms tonight, because the affirmations are really equivalent to devotionals. And many people
right
do devotionals daily. I don't know, I can't remember a day in which my mom did not wake up, you know, in the Bible with some type of scripture. You know, she's reciting that to herself, and really it's a devotional. It's really an affirmation.
Absolutely.
That's right.
And it doesn't just have to come in a biblical form. There are a lot of motivational speakers that keep the lines of affirmation open and, you know, that positivity as a part of their learning or, you know, their experiences as well. I know Yama Van Zandt has a book of affirmations out, like one for every day of the year. So, and there are a lot of different authors that do that type of thing as well, too. So that's a good look.
Yeah,
no, absolutely. So the one that sticks out to me, I'm sorry, madam, one that sticks out to me, bro, that really more people need to get in tune with is I am bigger than my fear. I think that's one of the ones you put up, right? I mean, elaborate a little bit more on that specific affirmation, I'm bigger than my fear.
Okay, I'm going to also cross-reference that affirmation with lesson 9 in my book. It's actually titled Face Your Fears. And, you know, I have an acronym, and it stands for False Evidence Appearing Real. And that's what fear, this is the acronym that I identify with. Fear is a lack of knowing. Fear is a hindrance that prevents growth. You know, so when a person, let's go into an example like this. And this is actually from the book, but I'm just giving it to you in a different form. It's been an issue in America about bullying amongst children. A lot of kids
right
have problems with being bullied. Well,
right,
I think lesson 9 actually helps that child who is a victim of his fears to actually address this and overcome their fear of that bully. Because, you know, I'm going to use an example. Do you remember your first bully? I mean, you got to ask yourself the question.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
you know, I would ask yourself the question, well, why were you afraid? Is it because you didn't understand your own abilities? You know, maybe your fears were based upon hearing or observing what the bully did to someone else. you know, or how about that time when you were tempted to react in a situation that you were not sure the outcome was, and then you prevailed. You overcame it. You were victorious. I mean, you know, I think we do this every day. You know, we overcome certain fears and phobias, you know. And it starts from the youth. It starts from a child.
You speak of a child, because I'm not sure if you all are actually following the news. But Michael Jackson's daughter Paris, was recently harassed, you know, online. I don't know whether it was via Twitter or Facebook, to the point to where she was actually hospitalized because she became overwhelmed by the bullying. And so, you know, there's a neglect issue involved dealing with Katherine Jackson and the whole nine, but again, it goes back to the whole bullying piece. So I think we're on to something. Hey, if you got questions or you really want more information, call us up live right now, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Hey, website, Facebook, Twitter, how can we follow you?
Well, you can follow me at author_Javon Johnson on Instagram, and that's spelled J-A-B as in Victor, O-N-E, J-O-H-N-S-O-N. And you can follow me on Twitter at Javon Johnson. You can also follow me on Facebook at Javon Johnson. And also visit our website, lifethroughwordspublishing.com, and that's spelled LifeThroughWordsPublishing.com.
You are up close and personal tonight with Life Through Words Publishing CEO Javon Johnson. Let's keep the phone calls going. Area code 757, last four digits 5163. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. Thanks for calling tonight. Area code 757, last four digits 5163. You're on the air live. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. All right. Well, we're not going to wait on them, and I'm not going to have you to wait on this. We'll be right back. Tupac, Dear Mama, Dear Mama Radio Live.
You all appreciate it. When I was young, me and my mama had beef, 17 years old, kicked out on the street. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, scared to go home. I was a fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Shed tears with my baby sister. Over the years, we was poor than other little kids. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things went wrong, we blamed mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. And who thinking elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day, running from the police. That's right, mama catch me, put a whooping to my backside. And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a black queen, mama. I finally understand, for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always was committed, a poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did it, there's no way I can pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. Tell us it was fair. No love for my daddy, cause the coward wasn't there. He passed away and I didn't cry, cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong and I'm heartless, but all along I was looking for a father, he was gone. I hung around with the thugs, and even though they sold drugs, they showed a young brother love. I moved out, started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I started slanging. I ain't guilty, cause even though I sell rocks, it feels good putting money in your mailbox. I love paying rent when the rent's due. I hope you got the diamond necklace that I sent to you. Cause when I was low, you was there for me. You never left me alone because you cared for me. And I could see you coming home after work late. You're in the kitchen trying to fix us a hot plate. Just working with the scraps she was given. And mama made miracles every Thanksgiving. But now the road got rough, you're alone. You're trying to raise two bad kids on your own. and there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. And dear mama, some liquor and I reminisce, cause through the drama I can always depend on my mama, and when it seems that I'm hopeless, you say the words that can get me back in focus. When I was sick as a little kid, to keep me happy there's no limit to the things you did. And all my childhood memories are full of all the sweet things you did for me. And even though I act crazy, I gotta thank the Lord that you made me. There are no words that can express how I feel. You never kept a secret, always stayed real. And I appreciate how you raised me and all the extra love that you gave me. I wish I could take the pain away. If you can make it through the night, there's a brighter day. Everything will be alright if you hold on. It's a struggle every day, gotta roll on. And there's no way I can pay you back, but my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Yes, TM Hyman Radio Live. Real talk.
That's right.
And happy Monday. That was Tupac with Dear Mama.
Yep.
And we are chilling tonight with Javon Johnson, CEO of Life Through Words Publishing. And again, thank you for stopping by, Javon, to share, you know, your works with us and the world.
Likewise. Likewise. Yes. I definitely appreciate the opportunity.
Oh, no problem.
Hey, yeah, one more time, bro. Hit us up one more time with how we follow you. You gave the Facebook, you gave the website. One more time.
Yeah, so my current book is available on lulu.com. The title is The Insight, 50 Lessons of Inner Power. You can also find it at my website, lifethroughwordspublishing.com, and it's spelled LifeThruWords. WordsPublishing.com. You can also follow me at author_Javon Johnson on Instagram. That's JAVONE. And also on Twitter at Javon Johnson and Facebook, author Javon Johnson. I also wanted to mention the fact that part of the marketing aspect of Life Through Words is to find innovative ways and, you know, new ways basically to do what's already been done and also create new ways that haven't been done. So we're working on releasing several mixtapes that's going to appeal to the titles of The Insight. And we also establishing brands such as Noon, Zuvier, and it's been a disturbing, you know, issue in the Hampton Roads area about a young brother who was gunned down by the police and is being investigated. His name is Omar Johnson. And, you know, so it's a lot of pain and emotions that people go through, you know, being a parent myself. I like to leave something positive for the youth. You know, I have a responsibility, you know, that I took on as myself. Not just to me, not just to my children, but to others. You know, I can't save you. You can only save yourself. However, you know, it's a big responsibility. So I think The Insight is definitely a tool for peace, you know, that you can relate to.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And it's good that you're looking to give back and even shed light to things that are going on in the community, such as the unfortunate incident with Omar Johnson. He happened to be a friend of my son's, yeah.
You have a community event coming up, or has it already happened?
Actually,
we have a community event that is being sponsored by King of the Streets. It's coming up on next week, actually, the 17th. It's going to be a cookout for the youth. It's going to be a cookout for the youth, or, for the last year of school, something positive to start their summers off right, because we know the summertime has this stereotype of a whole lot of negative things supposed to happen, but we can channel that energy in a positive direction. And so, therefore, King of the Streets, Furious Styles Barbershop in Norfolk, basically sponsoring the event.
That's a good book, too.
So where is it going down? So that if anybody is in the area, we got a lot of listeners in Hampton Roads area, Virginia,
sure,
overall. Where can they come support? Who can they contact? Even if, they want to contribute.
Yes. If you want to contact, go on Facebook, Tyson G. Tyrell, and he's the organizer of the event. And it's actually going to be at Lakewood Park.
And for those of you that are my followers on Instagram, King of the Streets, that same young man, Tyson G. Tyrell, is one of my friends as well. So you'll see that information posted there too.
And so let's flip the script just a little bit. We talked about the book, the works itself, but let's talk about publishing. Self-publishing itself has become extremely popular. We've had many authors on this show over the years, many, that have done, extremely well, up to those who are just getting started and those in between. Self-publishing, why go the self-publishing route, and how difficult is it?
Well, I'm going to say it's not difficult at all. Because if you want to be in total control of your creativity, your expression, your work, your art, I think the self-publishing route would be your best bet, for the simple fact that you are in total control of your expression, your release date, your marketing, your promotion, your pricing. You're in total control of your projects. However, it's a responsibility if you want to take on that particular route. Self-publishing, the benefit to me is also, a lot of people choose the route of marketing their manuscripts to literary agents and, the larger publishing companies. And, I do not, tell anyone not to do that. Me personally, I just like to be hands-on with my self-expression. I think that the self-publishing route opens the door. It opens the door. It's like it actually kicked the door in for everyone to literally put down their expressions on paper or through audiobooks.
So is it like more red tape doing it by yourself versus like going through the mainstream companies, or is it like competition pose that you have to fight through in order to get your stuff on the shelves because you're independent versus with a bigger corporation?
Well, I'm going to say this: self-publishing, you actually got to determine which structure that you are going to establish your publishing, whether it be sole proprietorship, partnership, LLC, or corporation. I personally went through MBT Business Services, and their number is 757-971-4504. I allowed them to structure LLC structure for Life Through Words Publishing, and like I say, I'm hands-on, whereas, and I take on the responsibilities because I'm also a paralegal. So I wanted to be more hands-on in my project. Yes, you are totally responsible for your own marketing. You are totally responsible for your own press release. However, in order to, if you want to take on the challenge, which I encourage you,
where's the payback? You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, you making paper off of your sales?
Okay, this is what's going on. Once you produce a product, you got to have distribution, all right? I went through Lulu.com with my first project. Lulu.com actually gives you the options for no charge to actually self-publish your project. And then based upon how many pages and the type of artwork that's required or you supplying your own determines the cost of the manufacturing of the book. At that point is when you place your own retail price above manufacturing costs. Okay. I will say that going that route, you know, they have staff that will educate you along the process. However, you know, some of these particular instructional videos or actually live consultations cost a fee, you know, because that's where they're going to make their money. Mm-hmm. You know, actually,
how you like getting it?
I'm sorry.
How you get it on shelves? I didn't mean to cut you off, but how you like get it on shelves?
Okay, actually, you have that opportunity to do it yourself because if you know if you want if you're concerned about actual income from your book, I'm going to give you 10 ways that you can draw income or revenues from your book, your self-publishing projects. First of all, no one understands that Lulu.com has a website where they actually is an online bookstore with distribution in over 160 countries. Okay, so and understand that traffic is definitely visiting that site. All right, I would say you know one option is depending on how good you are, you know, presenting yourself through proposals. You can write a strong proposal to a publishing company before you even write the book and receive a publishing grant.
Let's do Javon, let's pause for the calls because you dropping jewels. And I need people to go grab a pen and grab a piece of paper just in case you hadn't already done it. Because, see, all my smart folks already got their pen and paper and they jotting this down. They jotting this down. Hey, listen, if you got specific questions, we're going to kick it up a notch and go into high gear because these are entrepreneurs. Talking to entrepreneurs, and we dropping jewels tonight. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. It's not a game. All I see is a money pile. Waka, waka, play.
Make that money pow. 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 Make that money pow.
I've been all across the globe.
Baby, let me pick him up. Chill, bands, make my bag up, my sack right. New play, I got act right. Her hair long, she a red bone, no damn her butt.
Make that money bow, 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 make that money bow.
I've been all across the globe, seen a lot of hoes, and you say you're getting stronger.
I've been all around the country, ain't been home but mother Sunday. I mean, honey, sparked it funny, told her I'm this bag of money. She loves me, but then she does it, I'm honestly so dishonest. Pretty and spoke her habits, I better have been in Harlem. Here's a promise, can't come with monsters, I run with monsters. Don't got no tonsils, I swear she eat you, like Jeffrey Dahmer, like Jesse Jackson. I had to struggle, life is a hustle, I had to juggle, like Jesse Tugger. I had the muscle, ain't use a lane, you had the cuffer, respect the game. I had the bustle, I'm having paper, you having trouble. You need a favor, you need some paper, I make it rain, I leave a pub.
Make that money bow, 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 make that money bow.
Yeah. Yeah. Welcome back to TM Hyman Radio Live. This is Sage James. We're back with the crew. That was Waka Flocka, Money Pile.
Yep.
And we have with us still Arthur Javon Jones. It is 9:47 out here. It's raining and thundering out here. Tornado watch is crazy.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
Yeah, so we've still back on the line with Arthur Javon Johnson of Life Through Words Publishing.
We got more callers?
Huh? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We still got the brother Naeem on the line. Let's bring him back. You still there, bro?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. Hey, I want to know, was your question set? Were you satisfied with that answer?
Yeah, I was pretty satisfied. You know, he definitely brought a better understanding on what the book is going to be dealing with for me. And also is by affirmations and things like that. I mean, are we dealing like on a religious aspect, or are we dealing more on an aspect of just like getting me in tune with just the natural
word
things around me? Yeah.
Well, the insight is written from a neutral standpoint so that I don't give a particular way of life to the individual readers, because it's to relate to all walks of life. However, if I were to just say, for example, to a child, what is your name? And they tell me their name, in the simplest form, that's them actually identifying with their self, you know, because they're acknowledging, you know, the question. So, you know, once again, like, the insight approaches life from many different aspects. I actually share some of my own personal struggles in the insight and some of my pain as well. So, you know, approaching it from a standpoint of religion or spirituality is basically based upon the self-identity of the reader. I would say that it is one particular lesson that has a quote from the Bible, and it's also one that has a lesson from the Kumash as well. So, you know, but this is not limited to any particular way of life.
Okay, let's take it back real quick. because we've got a few minutes left in the show. Let's take it back a little quick, a little bit to the entrepreneurial aspect and how one may break into self-publishing. You mentioned the resource that you tried. Are you still using that particular website, or have you graduated on to a different site for distribution specifically?
Okay, well, at this point, I'm actually offering distribution myself. Life Through Words Publishing actually publish authors now. We're signing authors, and we actually just signed an author. He goes by the writer name Mayhem. And so we're offering distribution now at Life Through Words Publishing.
So how do people get in, if they wanted to become a author with Life Through Words, how does that process work?
I'm sorry, you was breaking up. Could you say it again, please?
Oh, I'm sorry. I said if, because you were saying that Life Through Words is publishing authors now, and how would an author, like, what is that process of being represented or published through Life Through Words Publishing?
Okay, well, the first thing would be, you know, to contact us via our email, lifethroughwordspublishing@gmail.com. And, we, you know, at that point, schedule, depending on where area you're located, if you're in the Tywood area, Virginia area, or you can travel, you could come to our office at 737 Granby Street in Norfolk, or we can do Skype, webcam, or whatever electronic device that was set up that conference for us. The starting process would basically be to first review your manuscript.
Okay.
Make sure you got something that's worth reading.
Definitely, because I'm going to say this. The larger companies, the Simon & Schuster's and so on and so forth, you know, they turn down manuscripts at a tremendous rate. And that's not to discourage anyone. It's just to say that you are one expression out of the millions of other people who want to express themselves.
Right.
And in the end of the day, the publishing companies are for profit. They want to make money. Business, when you establish a business, is to make money. You know, the focus of Life Through Words Publishing, however, is not just to make money. The insight, once again, is to enlighten and to bring awareness to oneself. And also, I'd like to say that we also negotiating with several nonprofit organizations and charities so that some of the proceeds generated from the sales of the insight will be donated to charity.
Okay.
I think the work... The works are awesome, man. I'm sorry, madam. Go for it.
Oh, I was just going to ask, are there particular genres of literary works that you're looking for, or, you know, like novels or poetry, or, like, what is the, is it like a particular genre that the publishing company is representing?
Well, at the start, we initially wanted to, be centered on consciousness. However, we didn't want to limit the opportunities of the other authors out there that want to express themselves. So we're open to all genres.
Okay.
At this point.
Okay.
And I think the caller, Naeem, asked a good question, and I just want to go back to it. We're going to pause and then come back, and we'll wrap it up. And again, bro, thanks for hanging out with us tonight. I hope, you know, folks actually log on to the site, check you out. And for anybody who's serious about publishing, this is a serious brother. He's been grinding for a long time. And so the one thing I can say is that he's consistent. You know, but I want to take it back to the question of religion, because when you talk consciousness and, you know, awareness and knowledge, I think a lot of times people get a little confused. And some people even, you know, go off the deep end, and they, you know, they think you're involved in a cult or something like that. So just to clarify, because for me, awareness and enlightenment is lacking. You know, people really are lost in a lot of different ways. You are not promoting religion at all. Just to clarify the point one more time.
That's correct. I'm not promoting religion because I have respect for everyone's beliefs. You know, everyone was raised to believe whatever religion that they were raised on or that they identify with as adults. So it's not to sway anybody's thoughts or to have anybody to follow me as an author. No, that's not the case. Like I said, the focus is this, is to bring a person closer to themselves. And the unique thing about that question, once again, is whatever your religion is, the insight actually complements your religion because it promotes positivity. And I believe that everyone believes that their religion promotes positivity.
This is true. This is true. Hey, we're going to pause for the calls. We'll be right back, everybody.
Harmon Live, and we are back. It is 9:58. This has been a great show. Save James the General, T.M. Harmon, Madam CeeLo Boston, and our special guest, Javon Johnson. Thanks for joining us again.
Hey, thanks for hanging out, bro. Hey, you're welcome to come back anytime, promote your books, your products. Your website, one more time, man. Hit us up. Got literally like 30 seconds. Website.
www.lifethroughwordspublishing.com, and through is spelled THRU. I just want to give a shout out to T.M. Hyman. Thank you for the opportunity.
No, hey, no doubt.
Do
the
no doubt.
They think take us home.
Thank you.
All right, now. Hey, if you can't be good at it.
All right. Whatever you do, do it well. Check out on the other side.
Join us Wednesday night. We'll see ya.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk. Talk radio show. DM Hyman Live. Talk radio show. DM Hyman Live. Talk radio.